Track 2.10.
And now it's that time in the morning to stop what you're doing, sit back and enjoy Radio Romances. Today's story comes from Sophie, who describes herself as a work-at-home mother. Sophie used to work in a big law firm in London. She had friends, she had a job she liked, she was happy. But there was one thing missing in her life. She wanted to fall in love. She used to dream about meeting the perfect man, but at the same time, she used to believe that love at first sight only happened in films. Until... Sophie still remembers the first time she saw him on the platform. She was waiting for her usual train to work. She recognised lots of the regular passengers, but this time there was a new face, a tall, good-looking guy in his 20s. That was the beginning of Sophie's love story with the stranger she decided to call Train Man. In the mornings, on the train, she used to sit where she could see him. Soon, all her friends at work knew about him, and every day they would ask her, "Did you see Train Man today?" And she'd smile back. There was only one problem. She had never spoken to him. One day she came up with a plan. While he was walking past her, she dropped her ticket. Train Man picked it up and gave it to her. "Thanks," was all Sophie managed to whisper as he walked away. 2 months passed and nothing happened. Then Sophie decided she had to do something. One day she wrote him a note. It said, "It's my birthday, and everyone should do something silly on their birthday. Would you like to go for a coffee sometime?" And included her email address. She walked by him as she was leaving the train, her hand shaking, and gave him the note. Train Man looked confused. "What's this?" he asked, but Sophie had already run away. That evening, Sophie got an email. It was from Rob. Train Man finally had a name. It was a lovely email, but it mentioned that Rob had a girlfriend. The next day on the train, they smiled nervously at each other, and that was all. And so life went on, until a few months later, when Sophie got the best email of her life. It was from Rob. He had split up with his girlfriend a few months before, and now that he'd got over her, he had decided to write to Sophie. She couldn't believe it. He was asking her out. 3 days later, they went on their first date. They started going out, and they fell in love. Some months later, on a train travelling across Australia on holiday, Rob asked Sophie to marry him. They got engaged, and then they got married the following summer. A year later, they decided to start a family. Today they have a daughter called Megan, and Sophie still calls Rob her Train Man.